Okay, good morning, everybody. Boker Tov. We are on Dalid Amud Beis by the two dots. That's two lines above the start of the wide lines. Continue our discussion over here of different parts of the davening. So, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Avina. We have a statement over here in the name of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Avina. Kola Omer Tila L'David. Anybody that says the capital of Tila known as Tila L'David, this should be very familiar to us. This is Ashrei. It's called Tila L'David because the first words of Ashrei are not actually found in that capital of Kuf Mem Hei. The first words of Ashrei are found in a different capital of Tila. So it actually starts off Tila L'David. So in any event, whoever says this capital of Tila three times, V'chol Yom Shalosh Pamim. Now, that's the girsa that we have. Others have the girsa one time a day. But we obviously say it three times a day. So whether you say it one time a day or three times a day, that's whether this promise over here comes true. We'll have to understand what it means in a second. Anybody that says Ashrei three times a day, muftach lo shu ben olam haba. That person is guaranteed that he'll be in ben olam haba. So how does that work? You commit murder all day. You do all sorts of averas all day. But you say Ashrei, so that's like a get out of jail card free. So nobody says that. So the understanding that I think is the simplest and the best is that anybody who goes and says Ashrei three times a day and understands and incorporates that into their life, with the essential part of Ashrei being Poseach es yodecho umazbia l'chol chai rotzo. It means that everything comes from Hashem. If a person truly says that and believes that, and therefore that is how he spends his entire day, not cheating at business, not doing all sorts of averes, because he believes that everything that he needs is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Poseach es yodecho umazbia l'chol chai ratzo. He provides every person with everything that they need, and you never have anything that you're lacking. So if a person goes through life with that approach, so that, yeah, he's guaranteed that it'll be a ben olam haba. Nothing bad will ever happen to him because in Olam HaEmes, he'll have everything because he's never doing anything wrong. He understands that there's no reason to do any shenanigans, no reason to do anything wrong to gain something because you're going to get what you need anyway. So therefore, that's a very important concept, and that's what the Gemara is really telling us over here. My time up. Now, why is Ashrei so important? Tila L'David, why is it so important? So, Ilema Mishum the Asya Ba'alef Beis, is it because it's written in the acrostic form of Aleph Beis? We have all the letters of the Aleph Beis one after the other. So, that's a very important idea. Why is that such an important idea? Many of the Pismonim and Piyutim that are written by the various authors go in the Aleph Beis methodology. So some understand this, there are many different ways to understand this. Some understand this is because Aleph through Tav is really a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that therefore you're acknowledging the full breadth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying something in an Aleph Beis acrostic. But there are other reasons as well that this is symbolizing it goes from like A to Z. You're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu from A to Z, from the beginning to the end. So in any event, is it because this Aleph Beis is the essential part of Ashrei, that it's written in this Aleph Beis form? So then there's a better capital of Tillim to say every day. Kuf Yud Tes. Kuf Yud Tes is the very long capital of Tillim that has 8 psukim of Aleph, then 8 psukim of Beis, then 8 psukim of Gimel. So Ashrei Tmimei Derech, Kuf Yud Tes, the Asa, the Tanaya Apin, it comes 8 Aleph Beis. So that's, if one is good, 8 must be even better. So that can't be the reason why Ashrei specifically was chosen, because of its Aleph Beis methodology. There's Kuf Yud Tes that has 8 times that Aleph Beis methodology. Ella, you know what the reason is? Mishum, the Isbe Poseach es Yodecha. It's because it has this critical component called Poseach es Yodecha. In fact, Poseach es Yodecha is so critical that the halacha is, if you don't say it with kavanah, you're supposed to go back. There are very few places in davening where the halacha is you're supposed to go back if you didn't daven with kavanah. Hopefully next time you do better, but you don't have to go back. The first bracha of Shmoneh Esrei, Shema Yisrael, and Poseach es Yodecha. Those are the three places in the davening where technically you're supposed to go back. We don't always go back because basically Chazal say, if you didn't do it good the first time, you're probably not going to do it good the second time, so you're wasting your time. But at least in halacha, if you recognize, I just went through Poseach es Yodecha and I didn't have any kavanah, and you're still in Ashrei, you should probably go back and repeat it from there. So if a person needs to understand how important this is, so Gemara says, okay, is that concept that I explained to you, Poseach es Yodecha, such an important concept? Well, then name a Halal HaGadol. Then you could say what we call Halal HaGadol. That's the capital of Hod L'Hashem Ki Tov Ki L'Yom Chas Tov. That's called Halal Hagrado. So the Chassid Bey, no sin lechem l'chol basar, kiyo yon chasno. So there it says the same idea, no sin lechem l'chol basar. So is that the critical concept? It's another capital. Why bedavka they pick Ashrei? So more sense, obvious reason, El Bishum Disbei Tarte. Because there's both of these concepts. It has the Aleph Beis and the concept of Poseach Yeshidecha, and neither the Halal Hagadol nor Kuf Yutes have both of those properties. So that's why Ashrei plays such a central role. And that's why if a person's rushing through davening, he comes late to shul, and he can't say all of the Pesuk of the Zimra, one of the essentials, you say Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach, and you should try to say Ashrei. So those are the minimal amounts. This is not a recommendation, but this is if somebody ever finds themselves in a situation where they do come late and they're not going to be able to say everything. So Ashrei is one of the critical pieces. Those sitting in Shulchan Aruch talking about what's the order, the hierarchy. If you can't say all the Pesuk of the Zimra as you should, if you come late for whatever the reason, so then there's a hierarchy of which ones to say. Ashrei is way up there in the hierarchy. Rav Yochanan, nun be'ashrei. Here's an interesting idea. Why don't we have the letter nun in Ashrei, right? You don't have a nun in Ashrei, right? It just skips the letter nun. So how come? No, so the word says, "Mipnei yesh bar mapalos and shosoni Yisrael." We often use euphemisms when we talk about Klai Yisrael, so we call them Soni Yisrael. So the Klai Yisrael over here is referred to as Soni Yisrael, because we don't want to say a bad thing about Klai Yisrael, so we say the haters of Klai Yisrael, but we really mean Klai Yisrael over here, because it deals with, the pasuk nun would deal with nefila, falling down, and that's not something that we want to have in the Ashrei, so they left it out. There really was a pasuk with nun in it, and it was deleted from the Ashrei. Dichsev, Nofla, Lo Tosif, Kum, Besulas Yisrael, that you're going to fall and you're not going to get up. So that's why we don't have the letter Nun. Albeit, we do have right afterwards, as we'll say, Maru Matard say, Lo Hochi, Nofla, Lo Tosif, Linpol, Old, Kum, Besulas Yisrael. They touched it a different way. They touched it in a positive way over here that you're going to fall, Lo Tosif, Linpol. You're not going to fall anymore. The greatness of a person is not that he never falls, it's that he falls and he picks himself up. That builds character, that builds midos. To get back on your feet after you fall is a good thing. So they learned that this is a good thing over here. And therefore, you're not going to fall further. Kum b'sul ha'yisrael, get up. So you reach the bottom and get up. Even though they decided, however, to leave it out of the Ashrei, the nun is not there, the spark is not there. Nevertheless, Chazar David, when David wrote the Ashrei, he alluded to this in the Samach, which comes after the Nun. The next pasuk in Ashrei deals with this idea of picking yourself up. Amar Laza Baravino, another statement. These statements over here, again, I mentioned the other day, we often have memras that are disconnected or not connected one to the other, but they're written by the same person, so they all did this by heart. So therefore, these memories are often put together. So in the next daf, we'll actually have a lot of memories that are said over by similar amarayim, even though they seem to be unrelated to each other. Amar Elazar bar Ravina, Gadol Mashinemar b'Michael, Yosef Mashinemar b'Gavriel. The Malach Michael is normally a Malach that goes on mercy missions, whereas the Malach Gavriel is more going on stern, I'm going to punish you type of missions from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it says that by the Malach Michael, more than it says by the Malach Gavriel. Why is that? The Elu b'Michael, by Michael it says, Chsiv, V'yof Eli Echod min Hasarofim. It says he flew in one shot. Vayof means just one time flying. So Michael, when he's going to do his good deeds, jumps right away, so to say. He flies right away, no stops. He goes non-stop. But by Gavriel, when he's going to do his more harsher decrees for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayish Gavriel Asharisi b'chazon, b'tchila mu'af bi'af, the Gomer. So he's flying, and it uses a lashon of flying twice. So therefore, he has to pause. Maharsho explains, he pauses in between. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take back the decree. So therefore, he gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu a chance to take back the decree. As opposed to Michal, he's doing a good thing, go right away. No taking it back. We're symbolizing over here by the double lashon, it's going to take a little bit longer to get there. Maybe the people do tshuva. Maybe Hashem will change the bad decree that Gavriel is coming to do. My mashma b'hai echod Michal. Who? How do we know that echod over here is Michal? How do we know the ish, when it says over here, v'yof elai echod min ha'sarofim, that that's Michal? Amar Arano, Yeriochanan, Asya Echad Echad. This is the first Gzeir Shav in all of Shas. They point out it's interesting, it's Echad. It's an illusion. Again, we started off Shema, We started off the Gemara, the Daf Yomi over here with Shema, with the idea that Hashem is Echad. That's one of the single most important concepts, and Rebbe wanted to start it right off. So the first Zeri Shavuot, they point out, interesting, is Echad, Echad, in all of Shas. In any event, Echad, Echad, Siv Hachav, Ayof, Eli, Echad, Menasarothim, here we have our passage, and likewise, Uksiv Hassam, Vinei Michoel, Echad, Hasarim Harishonim, Boli Azraini. So you see, the Lashon of Echad is a reference to Michoel. Fine. Tana, we further learn. Michoel b'achas. Michoel, one stop. No stops. He's just one flight. Okay? Gavriel b'shtayim. He has two flights. In other words, one stop in between. Eliyahu b'arba. Eliyahu is often coming also to deliver harsh decrees. Right? Eliyahu was the one that made the famine in Klal Yisrael. So Eliyahu, the Maharsha says, four stops. They want plenty of time. Four flights, three stars, plenty of time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change the decree that Eliyahu is doing. And finally, the Malach HaMavis Mishmona. Again, the similar idea that it should be even twice as long for the Malach HaMavis to come, that there should be plenty of opportunities to prevent it from coming. However, B'Sha'as HaMageifo B'Yachas, there are times when unfortunately there's an evil decree against Klal Yisrael that's widespread and rampant, like with the plague, so then even the Malach HaMavis doesn't have a lot of stops, he comes directly. And that's why we have a concept that when there's, unfortunately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets the evil decree go out in the world, so then even tzaddikim that aren't tzaddikim gemurim won't be able to withstand such a decree. And that's the allusion over here, that the Malach HaMavis comes b'shasam ha-geifo, even ba'achas, everything comes very quickly, and everything is much more din, and there's less rachamim. Amar Shuvin Levi, Apabi Shukara Adam Kriyashma Bevesa Knesses, you know, a person says Kriyashma in Shul at night at Maariv, that's the whole discussion we had on the first day of the daf, as to when is the optimal time, and often in Shul they would daven early, so therefore you should always repeat Mitzvah Likroso. You should always go and say the Kriyashma over here again at night, Al Mitoso. In other words, say Kriyashma Lamita. And that's true, even if you were Yotze, you did say Kriya Shema in the right time, you daven Marv after the Tzeis HaKochavim, nevertheless, you still should repeat Kriya Shema. If you didn't say Kriya Shema in the right time, so then it's brought down, there's a famous Machlokas Rashi Tosus on the first daf, the big Tosus over there, as well as many interpreters on so what exactly Rashi Sheet is, you should say Kriya Shema all three parashios at night before you go to sleep. And that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as a safe God to make sure that you never miss Kriya Shema, because sometimes you'll daven early, or sometimes you only make certain opinions of what Tzeis HaKochavim is. So this way, if you say Kriya Shema every night, all three parashios, before you go to sleep, you're always going to say Kriya Shema. You'll never, if you always say Kriya Shema before you go to sleep, Kriya Shema Lamita, then if you say all three parashios, so then you'll never, ever not do this mitzvah. So therefore, that's brought down as a very good idea. So, Amar Rav Yossi, Micro, where did they get this idea that you say Kriya Shema Lamita? Because they're saying it for protective purposes, not only to be Yotze. The person was already Yotze, so why does he repeat Kriya Shema? So the answer is, for protective purposes. That's why on Leil Shimurim, on Leil Pesach, you don't have to say the whole Kriya Shema Lamita, but you still say Shema. But you don't have to say the whole Kriya Shema Alamita. All the extra kapitlach there that are for Shmira purposes. So the reason is, Rav Yossi says, the pasuk is, Rigzu v'yatechato, which is, by the way, one of the last kapitlach that we say when we say the Kriya Shema Lamita, the full gear. So over there, v'yatechato, when you're trembling, you won't sin. Imru bilvalchem, say al vavecha, say the Kriya Shema al mishkalchem on your bed before you go to sleep, v'domusel, and then you'll go to sleep. So that's the allusion to this idea. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said, "In Talmud Chachamu, if you're a Talmud Chacham, in other words, Rashi says, Shiragil b'mishnasu lachzer al girsah, so Talmud, daya b'kach. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you need less shmira, because you have the Torah protecting you. So a Talmud Chacham, all he has to do is say less than everybody else. He's able to get away and say less than everybody else. Ein sorach, he doesn't have to say this. Amar Rabbi, nevertheless, even a Talmud Chacham should say something. Av Talmud Chacham, he boy lele meima chad pasuk derachme. He should say at least one pasuk of rachamim that he should ask Hashem for protection. Kigon, biyadchav kidruchi podisi podisa osi Hashem el ms. So this pasuk is found there right after Rigzu in the Kriya Shema Lamita. Amar Levi Bacham, Amar Rav Shimon Bar Lakish, La'olam, always. It's a constant struggle. The Mufarshim pointed out over here, La'olam means that you have to do everything. A lot of different interpretations. Why it says La'olam? It means a person should always concentrate over here and realize that he's fighting the Eight Sahara. There's never a time when you're not fighting the Eight Sahara. I said the other day, a very interesting part. Chavetz Chaim was once sleeping in the morning. It was a freezing cold day in Raden, and he didn't want to get out of bed. And he said, I'll get up a little bit later today. We've got a very early morning to learn. And all of a sudden, he jumps out of bed. He says, "You wicked Russia, you're telling me to stay in bed. You got up early. The Yetzer Hara got up early to tell me to stay in bed. So if you can get up early, I can get up early as well." Very beautiful idea. So li'olam means forever. You always have to do this. And this is true at all times in your life. When a person has it good, when a person has it bad, you always have to be worried that the Yetzer Hara. It says even by a funeral, you have to worry about the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara never takes a vacation. He never takes a break, and that's the approach. You always have to have the Yetzer Tov instigating against the Yetzer Hara. Shenema, Rigzu, Yatech Tov. If you're always doing this rogez over here, then you're not going to sin. Otherwise, everybody's going to fall prey. Im Nitzklu, and if you're able to defeat Yetzer Hara just with this idea, Muta, that's wonderful. The Imlav, if you can't defeat Yetzer Hara is too strong for you, Yasuk B'Torah, the best way to do this is to go and learn Torah. If you learn Torah, that's the best protection against Yetzer Hara. Shnemar, Imru Bilvalchem, go and say this over here on your Aleva Becha, and then you won't sin. Im Nitzklu, great, Mutab, wonderful. The Imlav, if you're still not successful, you still feel the Yetzer Hara is winning against you, Yikra Kriyeshma, remind yourself of Kriyeshma, that Hashem Echad, God controls everything, the Schar of Onesh, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble if I fall prey to my Yetzer Hara. Shnemar, Al Mishkavchem, that this concept of Mishkavchem, Shema, is going to be protected. Im Nitzklu, Tal, Mutab, wonderful. If that doesn't trick, if that allows you to defeat the Yetzer Hara, great. The Imlav, and if you can't, Yitzkar lo yom amisa. Remember, there's going to be a price to pay. The 120 years after you're done with this world, you're going to be called to judgment. And if that doesn't remind you that the judgment day is going to come, then nothing's going to help you. Shneimar v'domusela. Someday you're going to be silent. That's 120. This is an allusion not to sleeping at night, but to when a person is really going to be silent. So all of these things, it's like a way for a person to combat his Yetzer Hara. If he feels like he's losing, these are the steps that a person can take to help combat against his Yetzer Hara. From Rav Levi Recham and Rav Shimon Lakish, another statement that he made. My dechsev voet noes lochoes luchos haevin matarabi amitzah shekasati lo rosam. That pasuk in Shmos Matan Torah. So, what exactly are all those words referring to? So, there's each of them alludes to a different concept. The luchos is elu aseres adibros. That's the aseres adibros, which contains kol haTorah kulin. Rashi Gaon has a whole kuntris where he describes how the Tayyak mitzvahs can be learned out from the aseres adibros. So that's an essential component. So I gave you the aseres adibros. Torah is a mikra. That's really chumash. That's the entire Torah. The mitzvah, that's a reference to Mishnah. The mitzvah, there is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Mishnah. Asher kosafti elu nevim ksuvim. Now that comes afterwards. Nach comes afterwards. Everybody asks, the order here should have been Tanakh, and then Mishnah and Gemara. So they all explain a couple of very interesting ideas. I'll just give you one or two. So they explained that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the Mishnayos. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't given Nach, so to say. Nach hadn't yet happened. So therefore, the Mishnah was technically given before the Nach. So that's one explanation. Another explanation, this is a beautiful explanation, is that if we hadn't sinned with the Chayit HaEgel, if we hadn't sinned with the Meraglim, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have taken us into Eretz Yisrael. There never would have been a Nach. Nach didn't have to happen. The Torah had to happen. But we could have just had Yoshua, we would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if it would have been called Yoshua, it might have been called Moshe, and we would have gone into Eretz Yisrael, Moshiach would have come, and there wouldn't have been a need for Nach. Wouldn't have had all the tragedies of the Churban, because there wouldn't have been a Churban. So therefore, that's another reason why Mishnah comes before the Nevi'im and Kesuvim. Another answer is that they're all the same. They're all given on Har Sinai, so there's no order over here. Any order that we have is fine. Okay. Lahorosom zeh Gemara. Gemara is the last thing. You shouldn't jump ahead and learn Gemara before you have the proper background preparation. That's why Gemara is listed last over here. Melame Chikulam Nitnu Lemoshe Misinai. All of these were given to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Om Rav Yitzchak, Kol HaKori Kriyashma Al Mitoso. Anybody that reads Kriyashma on his bed, Kilu Oches Cheriv Shol Shtei Pios Biyodo. That's a tremendously powerful sword that you can wield over here. It has two faces to it. In other words, a sword on both sides. It's not a non-blade, a knife has one side that's smooth and the other side is the blade. So this is a double-edged sword. That's a tremendously powerful tool that a person has. Shenemar Ramos Kel Vigronam. That the loftiness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be in your mouth, then the Cheret Pipios Biyodim. If you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you say the Kriya Shema Lamita, then you'll have this double-edged sword over here, which is a tremendous weapon to go and kill all the Mazikim. We're going to learn tomorrow's more, the Mazikim to your right, the Mazikim to your left. those represent the mitzvahs lo saseh, the mitzvahs saseh, that a person didn't do properly, so these mazikim are all around you, and this is your way to, so to say, be able to go to the right and to the left to use this double-edged sword. My mashma, where do we get this idea? If you look ahead at the beginning of those psukim, dirsiv, yalzu chasidim, the chavod, so you'll exalt over here the chavod. You ranu amishkavosam, and you'll praise Hashem on your bed, and then uksiv basvei romusel begronu cherpios biyotim. So one pasuk flows into the other. When you say these praises over here, you're given this tremendous koyach. Or Yitzchak kolakori kriyashma al mitoso mazikin bedilin emenu. If you read kriyashma, all of these mazikin, whatever they exactly are, all these damages, the shadim, whatever it is exactly these mazikin are, so they will not go and be able to damage you. That's what the pasuk says. Mipol mitzidicha elif uvavah miminecha. That the mazikim that are on your right and on your left, your mitzidicha elif uvavah miminecha, and the 10,000 on your right, the 1,000 on your left, they'll all be dispersed by your saying kriyashma. Shnemar. The pasuk says uvdei reshef yagbiu uf. So what is this word reshef and what is this word uf? Ein uf el Torah. Uf represents saying Torah. Shnemar. Hasoyif einecha. If you close your eyes, bo veinenu. Then if you don't learn Torah, if you even go a day without learning Torah, right? If you don't do the daf yomi, if you don't have a yomi in your life, if you don't have learning of Torah, so then you're not going to be able to remember your Torah. So the uf is a hasoyif. It means you close your eyes. That's a reference to closing your eyes from Torah. Ein reshef, the refshef, el mazikin. That's a reference to this mazikin. So this mazikin will fly away. B'nei reshef yagbiyu, uf. The Torah will cause these b'nei reshef to go away. Where do we see that reshef means the mazikin? Shenemar, mizei rav uluchume reshef, akatev mariri. So that's all a reference over here to various mazikin. If somebody learns Torah, he will also get rid of the afflictions that are nebuch afflicting him. Again, this pasuk over here tells us that the bnei reshef, here it refers to over here the yisurim. So each of them refer to, the first opinion says it refers to mazik, and the second opinion says it refers to yisurim. So Rashi explains over here, because the pasuk is in between rav and mazikin. Mizei rav, so the pasuk refers to both of them. So one man the Omer accents on the rav, and the other, that's the yisurim, and the other one accents on the mazikin over here, the ketef and mariri. Then of el Torah, like we just said, shenamar sof einecha bo veinenu. Then reshev el yisurim, shenamar mazei ra'av uluchumi reshev ketef and mariri. So each of them has their own explanation, but they're both compatible. What are you telling us this thing? Every kid knows this. You don't have to go to Eov. This pasuk is from Eov. You don't have to go all the way to Eov to learn this. It's a pasuk in Chumash. Shenemar Vayomer, right at the end of Oz Yashir, it says, Im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem l'kech, v'yashor b'yinov ta'aseh, v'zantel l'mitzvosov, v'shamay to kol chukov, kol amach l'shasati mitzvayim, v'osim alecha, k'nei Hashem rafecha. Right, the very end of the laning of Oz Yashir. It's not in the Oz Yashir, but it's still in that aliyah. The very end of that aliyah, Hashem promises us that I'll send away all the negative things that can occur to you if you learn Torah. That's one of the reasons why we have so on Pesach night at the Seder, we say, this man the Yom said there were 10 makos, this one said 50 makos, 200 makos, 250 makos, because we want to magnify the number of makos that there are in Mitzrayim, because it says, kol amachla, shasamti Mitzrayim, lo asim alecha. So that's why you have in the Seder all of these opinions that say, this many makhlas, that many makhlas, we try to maximize the makhlas, because any makhla Mitzrayim won't happen to us. So every child knows this pasuk that says, if you learn Torah, shema tishma, so if you do what you're supposed to do, all these bad things won't happen to you. So what do you need your psukim for? Ella, kol she'ev shalo lasok b'tor v'ein ho'osek ha'kodesh baruch hu, maybe you'll have yisurim v'chu'orim v'ochrin osel. It means that if you could learn Torah and you don't, the guy has the Baruch Shem, Hashem gave him a head to learn Torah, and he's a rocket scientist, but you know, he does no learning. So that person is in a lot of trouble. Shenemar, ne'lamti dumiyo hecheshesi mitov, it's going to be bad for you. I'm going to cause trouble for you. If you have the capability of learning Torah and you don't, you're going to be in trouble. The ain't tov el Torah. Tov is a reference to Torah over in the pasuk. Shenemar ki lekach tov nosati lochem. Torah si al tazov. I gave you this great thing. Don't leave it. I'll give you the best gematria you're going to hear. The gematria of lekach tov is 155. The gematria of daf hayomi is 155. I heard this from Rabbi Moshe Meir Weiss. So you want the best lekach tov that you get? Do the daf yomi. Amar Rav Zera, v'item Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, borei shalom kaminis hakadosh baruch hu, mi das boss of adam. Look at the difference between hakadosh baruch hu and an earthly king. Mi das boss of adam, an earthly king, adam mocher chayvus chaveiro mocher that not necessarily earthly king, I'm sorry, to human beings. So a person, he sells something, the guy selling in a store, he sells antiques, he sells artifacts, he sells something that's very precious. So he's sad, he's getting rid of the huge artifact that he has, this wonderful thing. He's selling some priceless piece of treasure. And okay, he's getting a lot of money for it, but he's sad that he gave up the treasure. So you sell something valuable, you're sad that you're selling something valuable. Guy sells his car, guy sells his house. He's getting money for it, but he feels bad. He's selling his house, he's selling his car. I will Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ain't okay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Nasan lehem Torah liYisrael v'somach. Hashem gave us, notice, for free. They use the Lashon Nesina, which is a matana. He gave it to us for free. Never mind, he got money for it. Shenema kilech hatov nasati lechem Torah siyat hazovu. Yet Hashem is happy. If a person sees that afflictions are coming upon him, bad things are happening to him, check out what you're doing. Again, I always say to people, you can't say, well, look, this happened because of that. You have to be very, very careful about that. Rahman al-Sahib, guy has a terrible thing happen to him, medically, financially, whatever. You can't say, oh, you're a Russia. Rahman al-Islam, we don't say that. But an individual is supposed to look at his ma'isim, right? The guy, jams his thumb. So, what did I do with my thumb, maybe, that I can think of that caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me this midah keneged midah punishment? Again, it's just an idea. You can't say, oh, he had this, Rahman al-Islam, he has cancer, he has this or that, he's a Russia. Rahman al-Islam, nothing like that. But, at the same time, a person should look and examine. When something bad happens to you, examine yourself, maybe I'm doing something wrong, and this is like a warning shot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving me before I get a real punishment. You should check out what you're doing. And on the side it says, then pish pesh, if you checked it out, umatza, and you find you did something wrong, yasit shuva, shenemar v'noshuva, ad Hashem. So the idea is, a person's, if bad things are happening to you, ask yourself, what am I doing maybe to precipitate this? Sometimes, as the Gemara will tell us in a moment, there's nothing that you're doing to precipitate this, and it's what we call yisurim shalava. But before you jump and say something is yisurim shalava, check it out. No, pishesh v'lo matzah. The guy looked and said, listen, I'm a pretty good guy. I can't figure out why I should have lost my job. I can't figure out why I have this illness. So, yitma b'bitl Torah. Then a person should always assume that it's bitl Torah. So, all of them, before I should ask over here, no, then why wasn't that included in your check it out to see if you're doing something wrong? Bitl Torah is one of the things you're doing wrong. Because the famous Vilna Gaon over here, the Biurei Agra, so he brings down that you obviously didn't learn enough to know that you're doing something wrong. Right? It says, ein bor, Yari Chait, a person who's an Am Haaretz can't be a Yari Shemaim. He doesn't know how to be a Yari Shemaim. Chavetz Chaim writes in the introduction to Hilchos Shabbos. He says, if you don't know Hilchos Shabbos, you can't observe Shabbos. You can't be a Shomer Shabbos if you don't know the Hilchos Shabbos. You have best intentions, but if you don't know anything about Borer, nobody on their own would think that you're not allowed to pick out things one from the other. Of course, I throw away the stuff that I don't like. I always do that, right? Well, you're not allowed to do that. So if you don't know Hilchos Shabbos, ain't Bor Yari Chait. You can't be a Yari Chait. So to over here, the guy didn't learn enough to know that he did something wrong. So if you can't find out what's doing wrong with you, and bad things are happening to you, mistami, you're not learning enough Torah. So be told on Bitl Torah. Shnema, Ashri Agevah, Shet Yisrenu Kaa, when we saw his chas, Labdenu. It's good if you have Yisurim over here, because they cause you to go learn more Torah, because you realize that your Yisurim are coming because you didn't learn enough Torah. Vim Tal of Elom Watzah, and the guy says, listen, I learn 18 hours a day, I'm in Kailo, I learn 18 hours a day, I'm a good person, and why am I getting these Yisurim? We don't understand the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, why tzaddikim in this world sometimes have it bad, and Rishayim in this world have it good. That's the famous question Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, it's beyond you. So if it's beyond Moshe Rabbeinu, it's beyond us as well. So if a person has afflictions and he can't figure out why he's getting them, it's because God loves him. Tosus explains over here that God wants you to have over here, or Rashi rather explains over here, that it's on Tosus' side, he wants you to have over here all these bad things in this world, and then he says, this way, you'll use up any demerits in this world, and you'll have pure joy and ecstasy for all eternity in the world to come. Hashem sometimes punishes the ones he loves the most, but that's in this world where the punishments aren't anywhere near as bad as in the world to come. He goes and smashes him with the Yisurim. Sometimes if Hashem loves you, you get more Yisurim. The greatest Talmid Chacham, sometimes you're in a great suffering situation. Sometimes the one that Hashem wants to press over here, the ones that Hashem loves, so he gives them sickness. Maybe this is true whether they accept him, these Yisurim with Ava, they accept him with love. No. Talmud Lomar, Im Tosim Oshem Nafsho. it has to be that the person says it's like an Oshim over here. My Oshim Ladas, a person brings a carbon Oshim, it only comes Badas. So therefore, Av Yisurim Ladas, if the person accepts the Yisurim Ba'ava, then they serve their purpose. Otherwise, they're not called Yisurim Shalava. V'im Kiblam Maskaro, and if a person does accept these Yisurim Ba'ava, what is his reward? So it says, Yir Azera, he'll have children, Yarech Yomim, and he'll be Marech Yomim. It's interesting. The gematria of Oshim is the word Yarech Yomim, the Mefarshim point out as well. I'm not always telling over gematrias, but when they're really cute like this, they're kedai to remember. So Oshim, the gematria is Oshim is Yarech Yomim. Furthermore, Elish Sal Talmud Miskam Yodo. You'll remember the Daf Yomi. You won't say, well, gee, what Masechta are we in? After you finished, the Masechta, what did we learn? You'll remember it. Shenemar, V'cheves Hashem Yodo, Yitzlach. Hashem will make it that you'll retain your learning better. Pligabar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Rav Acha Bar Chanina. We don't know which one said which. Chadabar, one of them said, Elohim Yisrum Shalava. This is a reference to Yisrum Shalava. What is that? Kol She'eben Bitl Torah. If you have Yisurim and they don't upset your learning, so that means that Yisurim Shalava. Shenemar, Ashra Geber, Asher Tisayonu Kol, Misor Shol Salmendu, Salamdenu. You're still able to learn, so that's Yisurim Shalava. They don't interrupt your learning. Gai Yerucham Son gets sick, but Baruch Hashem, he's not sick enough that he can't learn. He's still able to learn, so then they'll say Yisurim Shalava. That's a sign. Chadamar El Yisurim Shalava. This is the definition of Yisurim Shalava. Kol Shem Ben Bittul Tefila. If a person is still able to daven, it doesn't affect his davening. That's called Yisurim Shalava. Shenemar, Baruch Elokim, Asher Lo Hisir Tefilasi V'Chazdo Meiti. Okay, so that's the two drushes over here. He said in the name of his father. So why didn't he just say Abba? So on the gears on the side, it says, Yitachi Lios, Hachi Omar Abba. He said, Hachi Omar Abba. He didn't repeat over the name of his father. In any event, Rabbi Abba, who was the son of Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, said over the name of his father. And who said it over the name of Rabbi Yochanan? Omar Yochanan. Eil Eil Yisurim Shalava. Both of them are considered Yisurim Shalava. Shenemar, Kies Asher Yav Hashem Yochiyach. Because Hashem loves to, so to say, give afflictions to the people that he loves, again, for the reason that we said, so they have less of a punishment than the Olam Emes. Much better get the punishment over here when it doesn't hurt as much, even though it feels to us like it hurts a lot, but it's much less than the Olam Emes. No, Elamat Hamuloma Umisor Shol Salam Denu. So then, how do you douch in that pasuk? He says, Al Tikri Salam Denu, El Salam Denu. We learn this from the Torah. Dovazemi Torah Shol Salam Denu. Kavachom Mishem Ba'ayin. We learn this out from the famous law of Shem Ba'ayin, that if a master knocks out the eye or the teeth of his Eved, so then the Eved goes free. Ma Shem Ba'ayin Shem Echad Mevar Shol Adam. Nevertheless, Eved Yosef Ham. It's only one of the Evarim of Adam. If you knock it out, then the Eved goes free. Yotzi ben Lucherus, so Yisurim, which are the entire body, Shememarkin, Kol Gufo Shalodim. It's much worse than losing Shem Ba'ayin Yisurim. They affect the entire body, as opposed to that's a local thing, Alachas Kama Kama. If Shem Ba'ayin takes a person out from servitude into freedom, so too, how much more Yisurim we can learn out of Kavu Chomer, do the same thing. Behind the Rishimun Lakish, that Rishimun Lakish said, Rishalakish said, the Amar Rishimun Lakish, Namar Bris by Melach, and Namar Bris by Yisurim. We have the word Bris by Melach, you have to have Alkor Korbon Chotak with Melach, and you have by Yisurim, it also mentions the Lashon of Bris. Namar Bris by Melach, the Sivalo Sash Bris Melach. Bris, you always have to have salt on all your korbanos. The Namar Bris by Yisurim, the Siv Eila, the Reha Bris, and it's referring to Yisurim over here. So Ma Bris Amar by Melach, Melach, Matekis is a Basar, salt's the great preserver. Salt's makes the food tastier and better. And they also bring down, too much salt's no good, too little salt's no good. If you wanted the meat to be perfect, you have to have the right amount. So Yisurim, it's the same way. Too much Yisurim is no good, too little Yisurim is no good. The right amount of Yisurim. And Yisurim can be, you stick your hand in your pocket and you wanted to pull out a quarter and you pulled out a nickel instead. That's also called Yisurim. Right? The word says that when a person, that happens to a person, more elsewhere tells us, that's a wonderful thing. A person should be very happy because he just got Yisurim. It means Hashem loves him. It means Hashem's interested in him. So even little things like, you missed the bus. There's another bus a minute later. So I got on the other bus. Nothing happened. But that's Yisurim. So that's Yisurim show that a person should be happy about. Should accept those Yisurim ba'ava. And that's like salt. A little salt is good, right? Too much salt is no good. So therefore, it's the same comparison. Ah, bris, om would be Yisurim. Yisurim imakim kolavonos shalodim. So the bris by salt and the bris by Yisurim are similar ideas and they have similar consequences. Tani Rishimun Yechoy Omer, Shalosh Matonos Tovos, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Three great things HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klai Yisrael. V'chulo lo nisonon el ayin Yisrael. But all of them involved Yisrael. What are these three things? El Eilu Torah, Eretz Yisrael, V'olam HaBoah. We'll have Pesukim now to justify this statement. Torah Minayin, where do we see the Torah comes with Yisurim? Shinema, Ashri Agever, Asher Tiasuenu Ka, Mesoros Chol Slamdenu. Oh, we have this passage several times already. We know what that means. Eretz Yisrael, where do we see that Eretz Yisrael has only gone through Yisurim? Nebuch, we know that in our time today with all the sacrifices, the Chayalim and the Piguim, people all have made. So that's a reference to Eretz Yisrael is only going to be gotten through Yisurim. We've seen that throughout our history, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be kind to us, and hopefully these are the days of the Ikvos of the Mashiach, and we're ending these Yisurim and coming to the Olam HaEmes. And finally, Olam HaBa, where do we see that? Comes with Yisurim, Dechsev, Kiner Mitzvah, V'Torah Ar, V'Derech Chayim Tochos Musar. So over here you see that the Derech Chayim, which is a reference to Olam HaBa, it always comes over here with Tochos, with Yisurim. Tani Tana, Kamei de Rav Yochanan, and Amora. We call them Tana when they learn Brisos. They're called a Tana. It really means that they're a specialist in Tanoic statements. So when we say Tani Tana, Kamei de Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan is an Amora. So somebody who's learning one of his Talmidim can't be a Tana. He's also an Amora, but we use the Lashon Tani Tana, Kamei de Rav Yochanan. Kol Osek b'Torah Gmilus Hasadim. If anybody is Osek in Torah Gmilus Hasadim. Now the next part over here, Rav Shechta, when you learn this part, it says very difficult to understand the next part, so don't expect me to be able to explain it. He says, the Kovar is Bonav. Anybody that does Torah and Gmilus Hasadim and Nebuch, he loses his children, so Mochilo Kolavarosav. One can be reassured. It doesn't mean this is what you should do. It doesn't mean this is the only way. It means if somebody, Nebuch, loses his children and he's a good person, so then he knows in Shemayim that they're Mochil his Avonos. It doesn't mean that you have to lose your children to get Mechilas Avonos, but that is at the same time something that will be a consequence. Again, very hard concept to understand. Rav Yochanan says, I understand Torah Gmilus Hasadim. The pasuk says, the chesed, the emes, which will be Torah Gmilus Hasadim, yichup aravon. Chesed zu Gmilus Hasadim. The chesed refers to Gmilus Hasadim. Shinema, rodeit tztaka v'chesed, yim tzachayim, tztaka v'chavon. You'll have life. So it's mochel aravon asab. Emes zu Torah. Right? Torah is emes. Shinema, emes kona, v'al timkar. So I understand those two very well. Torah and Gmilus Hasadim, very easy to understand how they can be removing somebody's sins. El Kovar is Banami Nayin. How does that work? That you, Rechman al Islam, lo aleinu, nobody should ever have to bury their child. So, how does burying a child be Baychul Yavonos? So, Tonalei, how Saba? This is, according to many, Elio. I mentioned the other day, it said Elio Zachal Atov. When he comes to tell his good news, so then he's Zachal Atov. He's Elio. When he's coming to tell us something not as good, so then we refer to him as how Saba. Very nice idea. So, he says in the name of Mishur Mishur Yochai. Now, not Davka, not every time it says how Saba, is it really referring to Elio? The whole discussion is that true or not? In any event, whoever it was said in the name of Shimon Yochai, Asya Avon Avon. It's a Gzeri Shava that we learn out over here about Mochlin Lo Avon Osav, if your children Rachmon will slan to die. Ksiv Alka Bechas of Yemes Yichup Ar Avon. So that's the passage that we just had. So it says Avon. Ksiv Hasam, Umishalim Avon Avos El Chek B'neim. So it loses this Lashon of Avon and Mechilas Avon. So therefore, the two are connected in some way. Again, very hard concept to understand. Two types of Yisurim cannot be considered normally Yisurim Shalava. That is, if a person gets Negoyim, and if a person, Rachman al Islam, loses his children. We'll define exactly what it means, but losing your children, again, Rav Shechta Shlita said about this, a very, very difficult piece of Gemara to understand as well. Sometimes we learn Gemaras, sometimes we just read Gemaras. So this is more going to be the reading type of the Gemara. Unegoyim, no. Unegoyim, lo. They're not Yisurim Shalava. But Tanya, call me Sheesh Boecha Mi'arba Maras Negoyim. Anybody has one of the four types of Negoyim. The Seis, and it's told to the Baharis, and it's told to the four types of lesions that you can have for Tsaras. So anybody has any of these, halalu, and an elam is Bach Kapara. This is a Mizbeach Kapara for you. So it's a good thing. It's like a Mizbeach Kapara. Isn't that a good thing? Isn't that Yisurim Shalava? Someone says, no, Mizbeach Kapara Havu. Yeah, it's a Mizbeach for you, but Yisurim Shalava lo Havu. It's, you deserve it. Sometimes you have to be Karban Chatos because you did something bad. So this Mizbeach Kapara of the Negoyim over here is because you did something bad. We had the Gemara not too long ago where it said there's seven things that cause Negoyim to come. Lashon Hara is one of them. Motzi Shem Ra Mitzora. So that's one of them, but there are other things as well that can bring about Negoyim. So that's not Yisurim Shalava. That's Yisurim that you deserve. So that's not called Yisurim Shalava if you get Negoyim. Alternatively, another answer, you might say, Halon v'Halu, that we're talking over here, the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lorah. So Rashi explains, third line from the top in the Rashi's, Eretz Yisrael, you have over here, Shari Choma, you have walled cities, and the Mitzvah is not allowed to be in a walled city. because they're holier. Mekudashes bar. That's why walled cities, the walled days of Yeshua ben Nun, you can read the Megillah on Tetzvav. It's not only Yerushalayim, it's other walled cities theoretically. Whole discussion as to which cities today might be considered walled cities if they can read the Megillah on Tetzvav and not on Yedalit. But in any event, Umitzorah ton shiluach chutzlehen. Umitzorah is not allowed to stay in those cities. And therefore, that can't be a Yisurim Shalava if you're not allowed to go into certain cities. So that's what Rashi says. And in Eretz Yisrael, they have walled cities. In Chutz La'aretz, they don't have walled cities. So that could be the explanation that sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, depending where you live. Tosus doesn't like this over here. He says these dinim don't apply during the days of Yochanan. There was no Yovel. And the whole din of Mitzorah only applies during the days of Yovel. And there wasn't the majority of Klai Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. This brings up an interesting idea that we're getting very, very close to the majority of Klai Yisrael being in Eretz Yisrael again. And some say you need to know exactly which Shevet is there, but others say no. As long as all of Klai Yisrael, the majority of Klai Yisrael is in Eretz Yisrael, then Shemitah will be the Araisa because Yovel will be around. Right now we say Shemitah is the Rabbanan, and there is no Yovel. But in a couple of years, there's a possibility that this din will change because the majority of Klai Yisrael is very close to living now in Eretz Yisrael. And once that threshold is crossed, the majority of Klai Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael, then theoretically, at least according to some opinions, Yovel will be Daraisa, and then Shemitah will be Daraisa as well. So looking forward to this change, Be'ezus Hashem, very soon.
Will that year be year one of the 50-year cycle?
I'm not sure. Okay. I'm not sure. Mistama, yes, but I'm not sure. No, that's another teretz. V'ibay yisema, ha-betzina ha-befes. It depends where the nega is. If the nega is under your shirt, nobody sees it, so you're not embarrassed, it's not a big deal. If the nega is right on your forehead, the scarlet, the letter, so to say, so then you're going to be embarrassed, and that's not Yisroel Shalava. Gemara says, well, bottom low, and the bottom is not considered Yisroel Shalava. Rahman Islam, if a person loses his a child, that's not considered Yisroel Shalava ever? Say, hey, chidam, what are we talking about? Ilema da-habaluhu umeitzu. If we're talking about that they can't be Yisroel Shalava if a person had children and then he lost them. So, wait a second. Amar Rav Yochanan, Bein Groma Dasiro Abir. Rav Yochanan would go around, famous story, we have this throughout Shas, that he would go around and be Menachem people when they lost Nebuch, a tragic situation. He'd go to them and say, this is the bone for my 10th son. He lost 10 sons. Where it says he had one other son. Also, the Mefarshim say he had one other son that did survive, but he had 10 sons that died. And he would carry around this bone from one of his sons. How did that happen? So some of the Mefarshim explained that his 10th son died. He downed in some vat of acid or something like that, and his body was burnt, and there was a little bone left that was less than the size of a tumah. It was less than like a barley. So therefore, it wasn't metame, and he kept that as a memento to show to people, Badafka, you think you have it bad? Somehow I got through it, you'll get through it also. So we'd use this to be Menachem people. Others say that it was a tooth, and a tooth that's detached from the body is not metame. A tooth that's attached to a maze could be, if you touch it, you're metame. But a tooth that's detached from a body is not considered metame. And anyway, he went around and comforted people. So are you telling me that Rav Yochanan over here wasn't a tzaddik gomer, and it wasn't Yisroel Shalava that he lost all his 10 children? So obviously you can't be talking about a person who had children and lost them. That could be Yisroel Shalava. Ella, ha, delo havule, klal. A person who never had children, that can't be Yisroel Shalava. As opposed to Yisroel Shalava could be if a person did have children and died. Again, a very tough concept to understand, this Yisroel Shalava. It's easier in the abstract to say that sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us tests and afflictions for our benefit, and not, Rahman al-Islam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was ever a cruel God. That never occurs. The Rachel Dachi Noam, everything from Hashem is wonderful, but sometimes we don't understand it. Or I should say, most of the time, we don't understand the whole idea of Schar V'Onish, how it works, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm and his alone. Ruchia Barava Cholash. Ruchia Barava once got sick. Oh, Legabe Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan came to be Mavaka Cholim. Amalei Chavivin Alech Yisurim. Do you like the pain and suffering that you're having? Because it's good for you. It is Mamarik you. You'll have less pain and suffering in the world to come. So Amalei, he told him, Lohem Lo Scharin. I don't want them. I don't want their reward. In other words, nobody wants pain. You shouldn't ever ask for pain. You shouldn't ever ask for suffering. So Amalei, if you're Rav Yochanan, you can do this. Hab Liyodcho, give me your hand. Yav Liyodcho, he gave him his hand, and he healed him. Okay. And he got up. Rav Chia Barava got up from his sickness. I saw an interesting idea. How did this exactly work? So he said, give me your hand. Don't want your hand. Give it stalker. Take your hand out of your pocket and give it stalker. Give me your hand. Stalker tatsumi mavis. Okay, cute idea. I'm not sure that that's the simple shot over here, but it's a very cute idea. Stalker tatsumi mavis. A person's in trouble. If you go to Rav Yochanan, he can heal you supernaturally. Gesundheit. Otherwise, give it stalker. That's a much better school. Rav Yochanan Cholash himself. came to him. Do you like Yisurim over here? Amalei, lo. I don't want them. Hein, lo hein, lo scharim. I don't want them either. So Amalei, ham liyotcha. So Rav Chanina said to Rav Yochanan, give me your hand. Yod liyodei. Rav Yochanan gave him his hand. Buknei. And he healed him. So the Bach changes around the gears over here a little bit slightly just to make the words fit in a little bit better. He says, v'amai lo lokim Rav Yochanan l'navshei. Why did Rav Yochanan pick himself up? If he had the ability to heal somebody else, go heal yourself. So this is a famous vart. Amri ein chovish matiratzma beis asurim. A person who's locked in jail can't get himself out. He can get other people out when he is free, but he can't get himself out. So this is an idea over here that Rav Yochanan couldn't heal himself, even though he could heal other people.
How come Rav Yochanan didn't know that he didn't want them to be sick?
Yeah,
he's the one who's teaching us this idea. But when comes to him.
He's telling you when you get them, you have to accept them with love, but you don't have to ask for them. You don't have to want them. You'll have to daven for them to go away. No, nobody wants them. The Gemara is telling us, don't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, make my all of my amas real good by making my life here horrible. Nobody should ask for that. When it does happen, then accept them b'ahava. That's the message over here. Never ask for Yisurim. You're allowed to do everything. Now, you stub your toe. You're allowed to go to the doctor, give me painkiller. You're allowed to go and heal a fracture. We don't say, no, I love Yisurim, and therefore I'm going to suffer in pain. No, you're mechuyev to do everything possible to remove your Yisurim.
Yes,
no, I don't want these Yisurim, even though they're going to have reward with them. Take them away, even though I'll lose the reward. He's not saying take away the reward I already got. He's saying, I don't want more Yisurim, therefore I'll get more reward. I'd rather not have the Yisurim and lose the reward that would come with them. Not the reward that I already have, Rahman al-Islam. That is that nobody should ever do. You should never regret having done anything good and never regret the Yisurim Shalava that you got last week. Just don't ask for more. So I think that's not a problem.
I thought he would be happy to get Yisurim.
So that's what he's saying. If a person gets Yisurim, be happy that they're going to help you. But don't ask for them and don't ask for more. And if they go away, don't be sad. That's the message. Okay. Rabbi Eliezer is the gears that we have, but it really should be Rabbi Elazar because he's one of the star pupils. Reish Lakish was the star pupil of Rabbi Yochanan, and when Reish Lakish died, so Rabbi Elazar became his star pupil. So Rabbi Elazar, Cholash, when Rabbi Elazar got sick, he was visited by Rabbi Yochanan, Ola Gaber Yochanan. Chazad the Hava Kogani Bebayis Ofel. He was sitting alone in a dark house, so there was no light that he could turn on over there. So Rabbi Yochanan, who was a fabulously beautiful person, Gayil Dare, he opened up his arm. He uncovered his sleeve, so to say, enough on the hura, and the light from his arm shone into the room. You find a similar idea by Abigail. David saw Abigail in the distance because she was bathing or getting undressed, and he saw the shine from miles away, and that's great. People sometimes have the shine to them. In any event, enough on the hura, the light came. Chazi the Hava Kabochi, he saw the Rulazar was crying. The Kabachi Rebbe Lazar. Again, it should be Rebbe Lazar, not Rebbe Lazar. Amalei, am I Kabachis? Why are you crying over here? Imishum Torah de lo afshis. If it's because you didn't learn enough Torah. Posh means more. If you didn't learn enough Torah, don't be sad about that. Shanina, we learned. Echadam Arbi, Echadam Amit. Ubavachi Chavili, Lushim Shemayim. You learned as much as you could. I know, you're a star pupil. You're learning all the time. You feel bad that you didn't learn another 20 times Shas? Right. Yeah, how many times did the great Gedolim learn Shas? So someone learn it every month. Someone learn it every week, every year. They're always upset. They didn't learn another time Shas. Is that what you're upset about? You did everything you could. Don't be upset if you did everything that you could. And it's because you're a very poor person. Not everybody can be zochah to have all the shulchanos, right? Kamet Tzadikim, Tosa says, did was zochah, but it's rare. So in any event, it's because you don't have children. Dane Gomer, did he saw a beer? Here, look at the tenth bone of my son. So I'm worse than you, so to say. Amalei, so he says, why are you crying? Rabbi Elazar answers, "La Shufra de Bali Biafra Kabachina." I'm crying over here because of your beauty that's going to be swallowed up into the ground, and that's why I'm crying. So the understanding over here is difficult a little bit. The beauty you're crying about. So in other words, it's what the beauty represented. The beauty represents either HaKadosh Baruch Hu's making a body and breathing life into a body, and that's going to go away. So he's bemoaning the fact that there's a Malach HaMavis, or that this is a reminder still of the remnant. Rav Yochanan was one of the last people that was beautiful, like the beauty that they had during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and this is what he was crying about. Okay, whatever he was crying about. Amalei, Rav Yochanan tells him, Aldo Vade Kobachis. That's a worthwhile thing to cry about. Ubachu Tarvayu. And they both cry together. No, meanwhile, Adach Gachi, Rabbi Yochanan says to Rabbi Elazar, do you want these Yisurim? Amalei Chavim, Amalei Yisurim, are you willing to tolerate these Yisurim and the reward that they get? Amalei Lohei, Lo Schar, no, I had enough. I don't want any more of these Yisurim, even though they'll bring me reward. I'd rather not have them. Amalei Havli Yodcha, he said, give me your hand. He gave him his hand, Yodlei Yodei, Va'okbe, and he got up. Listen to this last story, then we'll stop. Ravuna Takipa Le'arba Mea Dani, Chamra, the Chamra. Ravuna had 400 barrels of wine that turned to vinegar. Alagabe, Rav Yehuda, Achua, the Rav Salah Chasida, the Rabbanan, either they came, the army law, Rav Adda Barava, the Rabbanan, they came, whoever it was came, from Alei, La'ayin Mar Bimile. Why did this happen to you? Go check out your Maisim. So he said to them, Amalu, Umi Chashidna Bainaichu? Am I so suspect that I do wrong things that you're coming to tell me over here? Tosafot points out, yeah, there was something that they were doing, that he was doing wrong, and they in fact were trying to tell him politely, you need to do some tshuva over here. So Amalei, so they responded, Mi Choshin Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kri Kut Shabrichu, the Avidina below Dina? Are you then suggesting that God did this without reason? So he said, okay, you want to tell me something? Amalu, Ii Kaman Deshmiya Alai Milsa Lema. So if you know I'm doing something wrong, tell me. A good person always wants tochacha. So Amalei, Hachi Shmiela, this is what we heard about you. The law of Yamar Shavisha Larisa. You didn't give the branches that you're supposed to your sharecropper. Not only do you share the crops with him, you're supposed to share the branches from him. He said, what? That crook? Amalu, Miko Shavikli Midimine. How, I don't have any branches left. He stole all the branches. I should give him branches. In other words, he was stealing from me left and right. So I didn't give him the branches to get back a little bit of recouping what I lost. So they told him, Hakogonav Lekule. He told them he stole from me everything. That's why I didn't give him the branches, because he stole from me $1,000. So I didn't give him $5. So Amulei, Haynu Damriyinchi. This is what people say. Bosagan Vagonav. After you taste a little bit over here, the time or time, after you taste a little bit of the taste of Geneva, you like it. So even though this guy stole from you, you don't have the right to steal back from him. You have to go to Din Torah. Before you take matters into your own hands, you have to go to Din Torah. Amalu, he says, Kablino Alai, Divin Alai, I accept him on myself and I'll give him the branches. Right away he said, I'm doing tshuva, I'll give him the branches. Even though he owes it to me, I'll give it to him anyway. Ikadami, what happened? So immediately the wine turned back to vinegar. The vinegar turned back to wine. So he recouped his losses. Others say even a bigger name. Speak of the Amre, Eyakar Chala v'izdavin b'dmei Chamra. That the price of vinegar went up. Therefore, he didn't even have to use his zechusim over here to make a nace happen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu just made the natural prices go up. So vinegar is not worth as much as wine. So he recouped all his losses. Again, teaching us the idea that if a person sees he's doing something wrong, try to look to see what you're doing wrong and correct it. And this way you'll be a much better person. And stop over here. Everybody have a great day.